With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Trade missions by government officials and business people happen all the time. They're international trips usually designed for the purpose of exploring international business opportunities. Ted McKinney is the Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs and will be going on 7 such trade missions in 2020 alone, and explains the various components of a USDA-led agricultural trade mission.
ATMs consist of several things. First, we go through a very careful process to identify any number of countries. Sometimes it's combinations of countries that all gather in one place. And there's usually 3 things that go on at an ATM. The most important one is that we take a number of businesses. These would be small to mid-size businesses that are selling food and ag products, ingredients, and so forth. And while they come over, there's an orientation. And then they are in what I lovingly called a speed dating session for 2 to 3 days, selling and buying. The second one is that we always take in businesses that have been historical purchasers of our products. And this just depends on the country you go to. And for me and for those that attend from the state departments of agriculture, there are the government-to-government policy meetings, which are always very, very valuable.
Trips planned so far include North Africa, the Philippines, Spain, the UK, Australia, Peru, and the United Arab Emirates. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.